KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
You know, normally we'd be doing a little news of the week here, but there's an ice fishing event that's coming up a week from, well, as you listen to this, today. January 20th is the date up at Steinecker, and I want to make sure that we give you plenty of time to plan on it if you want to go join them. That means we're going to check in with Nate Zielinski, who checks in with us about this time every year, and always a bowl full of energy. I don't know what you're out and about doing today, but probably some planning here in Utah.
Absolutely, Tim. I'll tell you what, we are so excited for this event. This is the 10-year anniversary of Ice Addiction, and I'll tell you what, we're going big. So I'm actually at the kickoff event in Colorado at our first event, and then we immediately follow up and we head to Steinecker. And I'll tell you, it's exciting for a lot of reasons. It's our 10-year anniversary, prizes are bigger than ever, and to top it off, I think we can all agree that the ice season has came a little late and it's been a little up and down. And honestly, we were slightly worried about the ice, but this last cold snap delivered the ice we need. So we got great ice on kind of that south side of Steinecker where the event is at, the event to go, and we are so excited to be here in Utah.
Yeah, what you might have to contend with now is snow on top of that ice because we're getting blasted here. Your events, though, are different than some of the other ice fishing tournaments. Tell people how.
Absolutely, Tim. You know, so our concept here is to kind of eliminate the options of, like, the knowledge of the lake and kind of eliminate the guy who might have that little honey hole. We want to bring it down to sheer talent. So we pick an area on the lake and we grid it off. So essentially call it like a 500-yard by 500-yard section on the lake, and we pre-drill those holes 30 feet apart. So we literally drill all the holes in a massive grid. So when you show up, you walk on the ice, and there are holes every 27 to 30 feet. You just pick a hole and you fish. So it is down to individual's talent level. And it's kind of cool. So we pay out 30 spots deep, and it goes by the heaviest single fish. The only thing we don't allow is we don't allow suckers. So rainbows, browns, bass, any species you can catch besides the sucker, and it's literally any species. So it's not heaviest lake trout or heaviest rainbow or heaviest brown or whatever the case may be. It is heaviest single fish. So the heaviest single fish, regardless of species, goes home with $7,500 cash. So mega event. We have over 25,000 in total cash and prizes at the event. And then our title partner of the event is the Antlers Inn right there in Vernal, kind of the hub destination for lodging. And within that, he has a $1,000 bonus. So if you stay at the Antlers Inn the night before the tournament, he's going to give you a card when you check in. If you win the event and you stayed there, you get another $1,000 in gear. So you get $7,500 cash and $1,000 in gear for that first place prize.
I'll tell you what I like about it. It really simplifies things for everybody. And remind me, do you break it down by ages as far as the fishermen go or no?
We don't. We make sure that every youth angler goes home with a prize. So if you're a youth angler, you know, you're in that 15, 16 and younger, we make sure that you go home with something. But other than that, it's all categories all together. So just the heaviest single fish, the top 30 of them. We have games every hour. We have random giveaways every couple minutes. We have free coffee. We have free hot chocolate. We got donuts for everybody. So we are really trying to push just that fun family atmosphere. By doing the pre-drilled holes, we eliminate all the foul play that seems to be, you know, in the fishing industry lately. So we're excited about that. Ford Trucks is giving away 400 10-year anniversary Ice Addiction buckets to everybody. So we are bringing it, and we are excited.
Yeah. Any other sponsors you want to throw in there? There's a whole list of them on your website, which I'll tell people is tightlineoutdoors.com. But, man, they line up to be a part of this, which I think speaks volumes about the quality of your events.
That's it. We try so hard to make it, number one, just well-organized. I mean, from the registration process on Fishing Chaos to your check-in at the tournament to, again, our refreshments, you know, so coffee by Bearded Man, everything that Ford's doing. So we just want to make it a well-oiled machine from start to finish. And it's a unique style event, and we get that. A lot of people kind of get concerned with the pre-drilled holes, but again, the world we in, we've seen a lot of foul play in ice tournaments, so we eliminate that. We have huge prizes. It's a ton of fun. So it's neat to see our audience because we have anglers that literally come as diehard, like, pro-level ice anglers, and they come for that competition. We have other people that I've literally seen them not even drop a line in the water. They come to have fun, hang out, and just enjoy the experience. So no matter where you're at, you know, family, kids, hardcore angler, the event kind of fits everyone. We're excited about it. The presenting partner of the entire series is Clam Outdoors, so huge shout-out to them. And again, more than anything, the Antlers Inn in Vernal. Can't say enough about them. Again, awesome lodging. They have discounts for anglers staying in there. So if you're traveling, come a night ahead of time. We have a big meet and greet right in the middle of town that the town of Vernal's putting on. So we're going to hang out, have bonfires Friday night beforehand. Again, we encourage everybody to stay at the Antlers Inn for that bonus prize. We even have 500 free jigs at the Antlers Inn if you want to stop by and just get your free jig. And that's it. So go to tightlineoutdoors.com. It's ice addiction. We'd love to have everybody come out.
Tell everybody what they have to do over the next few days to get registered.
Absolutely. Just go to tightlineoutdoors.com, scroll down to Ice Addiction, click on that. You register. It's only $60 per person. You just have to do that before 8 p.m.
Thursday evening. You said
$6?
$60. All right, $60 per person. But what a fun day for everybody. Steinecker is the place. Coming up next Saturday, January 20th, tightlineoutdoors.com. Click on Ice Addiction. You'll find all you need to know there. Always a pleasure, Nate. Good luck with the event.
Thank you so much, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. We will take a break when we come back after a news update. We are going to be, who's coming up next? Chad Bettridge will join us at the top of the next hour. Oh, you know what? We'll talk more ice fishing. Cam Phillips from Strawberry Bay Marina. We're going to focus on what the conditions are like up there. We've had some good reports. And I think Cam was actually out with Adam Eagle from KSL Television. And they caught like 50 fish in a matter of 3 hours. So that good news coming up in a minute.